Get a load of these wrestling nerds. Together, they've completely wasted a huge portion of their lives watching, enjoying, analyzing, loving, and hating pro wrestling.
They're
a couple of pro wrestling losers. Lifers. Pro wrestling lifers.
That's harsh, bro.
Yeah. It's JR and Miz with the Pro Wrestling Lifers podcast.
He's got such a sweet voice.
It's pretty good.
For a bearded man.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know what? I wanted to quit playing games. I wanted to get right into it. And what I want to get right into is the news. Because, boy, do I have some interesting stuff for you, Moose.
We've got a lot of news. And we've also got our TLC predictions.
Yes.
Are we going to predict NWA Power? Or are we just kind of blowing that off now?
Any chance to get my belt back?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know who's wrestling on the Power pay-per-view.
I'm sure Wikipedia will tell us.
We might. I don't know if I'm going to put
the
belt.
Into the fire!
I'm the champ right now. I don't know if I'm going to put the belt on the line for that.
Oh, so you're not going to be a fighting champion? Is that what it's going to be?
Once is enough over the weekend.
I don't think so.
I mean, I won it twice over last weekend.
Yeah, well, I had to defend mine twice over last weekend.
But you lost it on the first.
But I'm a fighting champion.
All right. Well, I'll have to pull that stuff up. Why don't you get us into the news?
All right, hit it in 3, 2. My first piece of In the News, Moose, is it looks like we have a couple of suspensions in WWE. According to the Pro Wrestling Sheet, two superstars have been suspended for the wellness policy violation, and those superstars are both Robert Roode and Primo Cologne.
Robert Roode?
Yeah.
Basically, he was suspended for what now? What did he take?
Furthermore, it says they've been hit with 30-day suspensions this week due to violations. It's unclear at this time, of course, what was found in their systems. Roode was last seen on WWE TV at the end of November, wrestling in a match against Roman Reigns. That match ended with Robert having a table dumped on him, as you saw, and the commentary later mentioned that he had been stretchered out of the arena.
Which was probably something set up for him to enjoy his 30 days off, basically.
Right.
I don't know. With this time of the year, with all the new holiday treats, I ran into these things. I know this is kind of off topic, but I ran into these Kit Kats.
Yeah?
That were chocolate and mint.
What?
Kit Kats.
What does that have to do with what wellness?
What I'm saying is, who knows what is in these things?
Good point.
To make this stuff, you know, I mean, he could test positive on a test after having a stinking Kit Kat. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean,
or maybe he was just taking human growth hormone.
That, I don't know, he's kind of soft. You know what I mean?
He's pretty rugged. Now, as far as Primo Cologne, I didn't know that he was still employed there.
Yeah, I mean, with this, I think you've got some stuff coming up about some house cleaning, but I thought they would be a part of it. But no, they're doing the Bula 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 thing. You know?
What?
You know how they're doing Bollywood.
That's not Primo Cologne. Those are two entirely different human beings.
Who's Cologne? Who's Primo Cologne?
Primo and Epico. They're a tag team. Remember they?
Oh, the Colognes.
Yeah, they kept trying to sell you some brochure to go to their island.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
Yeah, and that seemed like forever ago. I haven't seen them in quite a while.
Is it bad that I forgot about who they were?
Well,
and
you thought they were the Bollywood boys.
Bollywood. That's what it was. Not Bollywood. Whatever. I don't know. You might as well just go to the next story because Robert Roode was the main thing about that, I guess.
Well,
while
those two may or may not be enjoying their 30-day suspensions, these next guys are going to be enjoying quite a bit more time away from WWE because it's time for some winter cleaning, Moose.
Get out!
Luke Harper,
ugh.
Sin Cara, and Connor and Victor of the Ascension have been released from WWE. Article here says WWE has come to terms on its release of Jonathan Huber. Luke Harper, Sin Cara, doesn't give his real name. Guess he doesn't have one. And
it's Sin Cara.
I think so.
Duh.
And Ryan Parmeter, Connor, and Eric Thompson, Victor of the Ascension. We wish them well in their future endeavors.
Every one of these are more important than the Colognes. Okay? And each and every one of these, the Ascension and NXT.
Amazing tag team.
Hello?
What in the world happened?
Well, they didn't adjust them for the main picture or whatever. I mean, they came, it's kind of like the War Raiders. The War Raiders came directly from NXT.
And being on NXT can hide a lot of imperfections as well.
For sure. But I don't think where they were, It's kind of like AEW. Maybe I'm stepping off here. It's kind of like AEW. There's a certain audience for a certain type of wrestling.
A one percenter.
Right. Those guys have a certain style that doesn't appeal to a lot of people.
Right.
But every time I saw them on the mic, every time that they were in the ring, they did good stuff.
Yeah.
It's just they never got a chance. Don't get me started on Luke Harper. Don't get me started.
You like him a lot.
I do. I think Luke Harper is super underappreciated, as well as Sin Cara. Whoever is under the mask now and whoever's been off for injury and all that stuff. Dude, he's phenomenal. And not just that, but he beat Andrade the other night.
Right?
And now he's gone.
Out of here.
Don't beat Andrade. Wait, someone just did.
Whoa.
Who just beat him this week?
It wasn't Buddy. Buddy fought somebody else. Who was it?
It was
Humberto.
Oh, and there's already rumors about, and I'm not joking about this. Like 2 weeks ago, they said Vince McMahon was done with him.
Oh,
so
it looks like there's some trust issues between him and Zelina right now.
Yeah, they're having issues too. Apparently, that or they just like to put on a good show. Who knows?
Yeah, well, their issues aren't as serious as Rusev and Lana's were on Monday Night Raw. Divorce signing, which of course ends at a huge table bump.
Hey, we got to talk about TLC. We'll get into that here in a little bit.
All right. Well, that lot of superstars that I named off are going. We have a new superstar coming in. And WWE's been very public about this on their social media. He was just on The Bump, which is a pretty terrible show, but no disrespect to any of those guys.
Am I doing the move right?
I think so. It just needs to be slower.
Oh, yeah.
Slow motion. Because John Morrison is set to make his return, his re-debut, if you will, in WWE. But I wanted to ask you this, Moose. What show is a talent like John Morrison best fit for? Is it NXT? Is it Raw? Or is it SmackDown?
Well, it'd probably have to be whatever goes with his first name. Is it because he's been Johnny Nitro? He's
right.
Been Johnny Impact.
Yeah.
Johnny Lucha or one of those things. So Johnny NXT? No.
Johnny Raw?
Johnny Raw? Maybe.
It's kind of cool.
Johnny SmackDown.
That is kind of, that sounds like a created player from like SmackDown 04, Here Comes the Pain.
Johnny SmackDown might work. Still, I admire this guy so much. How does he see anything with those crosses in his glasses?
I have no idea.
I mean,
it's incredible that he can walk down the aisle.
He must have some high sensitive senses. You know, all four other senses are really heightened.
I always love that slow-mo entrance and in his move, the Starship Pain. The like corkscrew, springboard, split-legged moonsault. Unreal.
And if you haven't watched, I watched a few videos. There's some online. If you haven't watched any online, you should go and check out Johnny, whatever his name is, in Lucha Underground.
Yeah, he's
the
dude
from the game that he had in WWE. His game is like upped 1,000%.
That's cool.
It's incredible. Hey, you saw him live.
I saw him here in Nashville.
And that was cool.
Yeah, that was super dope. I was like, what the hell was the name of that promotion? I can't even remember.
Doesn't matter.
Overdrive. I was like, how did they pull John Morrison? That's kind of cool. Like, he's all over Lucha Underground.
He's everywhere.
I've even seen him on Impact, I'm pretty sure. But I was like, that was cool to see him. But his match, I think it wound up ending, like, somebody got hurt. They did some sort of, like, springboard 450 off the like top rope, but the middle of it and the rope buckled and broke.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. But up until that point, unreal.
So it wasn't the headbutt or the punch or whatever?
Oh, no. I got that mixed up with PJ Black. It was John Morrison versus Ricochet.
Oh, dude.
That I saw.
So we're going to get
and
that.
And I was like, what?
Wait, is Ricochet on Raw?
Yeah.
So maybe he's going to Raw.
Johnny Raw.
Dude, they've already got a game together because Ricochet
raw,
and
he's raw, he's Johnny Raw, he's raw, he's raw, he's Johnny Raw.
You can stop anytime now.
That'd be a good jingle.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Thanks. Whatever.
Well, my next piece of in the news, Moose. Since you
finally
don't know what to say, I know exactly what to say.
It's the last one.
No, man. I got some good stuff for you. The big story in WWE right now is the
Lana.
No, that is a pretty big story, though.
Well, it's actually more Rusev than Lana.
I loved seeing her get arrested, though.
Rusev's Donald Duck shirt.
Yeah, that was dope. Where'd he get that?
Duh, Disney.
Disney.com, baby. Proud, proud sponsor. The biggest story came from Monday Night Raw, where it was revealed that Seth Rollins is truly the architect behind the AOP. What do you think about this? I want to. It's a two part question. What do you think about that reveal? And two, let's speculate some names for their possible stable.
The Shield part due.
Yeah,
maybe. I think they might just go with the Authors of Pain, and he'll be a part of them.
Gotcha.
Could be, or would it be
Alpha, Oscar, Papa,
or would it be SAOP? I don't know.
Isn't that just soap?
Seth, right, yeah.
We'll call him Soap.
It's soap backwards. It's like the O and A should be the other way. I didn't even think about that.
We'll call him Sayope.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Shield Part 2 or the new Shield, I'm kind
of
guessing.
Let's keep the Shield out of it. Let's keep the vests out of it.
Look, we're talking about WWE here.
Let's keep them in the suits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Seth was, he had the black T-shirt on, the black jeans.
Yeah.
Had the zip hoodie.
Now he just needs to bring back what? The blonde streak in his hair.
The blonde streak and his suit, and they could be the, the tax attorneys. I don't know. You get dressed up. What do you do when you? We don't dress up for a living, so
no.
I don't know what kind of jobs you
Thank
have.
Thank gosh.
If we had to dress up every day, I wouldn't know what to do.
That'd be the worst. I loathe it.
They would be the lawyers. I don't know.
Maybe I like Soap.
Soap.
Yeah.
Was that a TV show back in the day?
No, I think Soap is just a style of show.
No, there was a TV show called Soap. Back
yeah,
in the
what
day.
Was it about?
It was a comedy. Oh. It was out of. I don't know. We'll have to look it up later. Trust
anyway.
Me. Look up Soap TV show.
All right, I got a couple
awesome.
Of more things to run past you real quick. And
I'm
I think these are really, really interesting. WWE went on a trademark spree this week, and the company applied for trademarks for the following names. Just last week,
hold
I think
it,
December 6th.
Are you holding back on me? So one of these names is probably their new, you know, tribe.
Ah, that's a good question. That's a good point, rather. All right, so we have Fully Loaded. Living Dangerously.
Right.
We have Heat Wave, Anarchy Rules, World War III. Chi-Town Rumble.
Chicago, obviously.
Sin, Sold Out.
Sin?
Yeah.
Like Sin City?
Lendo, just Sin.
Like S-I-N.
WCW had a pay-per-view in the they didn't make it that long. The early 2K is called Sin. I think it was actually probably their last pay-per-view they did.
S-I-N, though.
Yeah.
That could be the new name.
That could be kind of neat.
Sin.
Yeah. That's why they cut Sin Cara.
That's right. Sin Cara's gone.
Get out of here, bro.
Everybody's going to confuse you with the new Sin.
Yeah. Sold Out, which is obviously New World Order. New Blood Rising. Hog Wild. Remember they did those pay-per-views at Sturgis? You were probably at most of those.
No, I wasn't at them. I saw a couple of them, though. Yeah. And they were pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Capital Combat, Road Wild. We have Greed, Uncensored.
Greed. Dude, yeah. That could be a good name.
Dude.
Seth Rollins and those guys.
Spring Stampede, The Day Of.
What was the one before Spring Stampede?
Uncensored.
Uncensored.
That was a WCW pay-per-view.
Okay.
We have Mayhem, Beach Blast.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't be a good name for them. Massacre on 34th Street. Hardcore Heaven, Eat, Sleep, Conquer, Repeat, which is obviously, you know, Brock Party.
Brock Party.
So these are all new things that they filed trademarks for. There might be a name in there for them, but it looks like to me it's just a bunch of WCW and ECW pay-per-views.
Sin and Greed. Seth Rollins starts with an S.
Yeah, and the AOP starts with an AOP. So I don't know where we get the AOP. IN from.
Authors of Pain. What's the guy's name? It's like Akeem.
Akbar,
Akeem.
Right?
Akbar or something. Akeem, the Akeem. American Dream.
No, the African Dream, Akeem. I just call him Toka and Rezar from
just
Turtles 2.
That's cringe as soon as you start talking about that
stuff. By the way, we're leaving the word cringe in 2019. We're not taking that into the new year with us.
Oh, okay. So if I say it's cringe worthy, I can still take that to 2020?
No. It's gone.
Whatever.
I have one more list for you, and then we can move on to some more important business. But I love this stuff, man.
I know.
The New Day revealed an origin of names of their group, and WWE originally wanted Titus O'Neil to be in the original stable. So Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Xavier Woods spoke on...
Why isn't he? Titus O'Neil could really chuck a pancake way farther than anybody in the
New Day. Remember when he was kind of auditioning to be in the group?
Right, that was
such good stuff. So they were on their, I guess they have their own podcast, or I don't really know the exact origin of where this came from, but they talked about the original names. Now, the New Day is obviously a staple. They'll go into the Hall of Fame probably, you know, one day as a group.
Right.
What would you have called the New Day? Because I have a list here of literally like 20 names that they pondered. That they pondered, yeah.
Oh, geez. What would you really originally? I don't know. I'm thinking like
maybe something like the Beat.
Maybe, or something that comes in threes. You know,
the Tribe,
the Three Stooges,
Perfect Harmony.
No.
The Wonders, the Miracles, the Sensations, the Temptations. Come on, Vinnie Mac. The Temptations, really?
Wow.
The Modern Marvels.
Modern Marvels is kind of cool.
It is kind of dope. What about Vibe and Vision?
Vibe, for sure.
Yeah, what about Harmonies 3 or Trilogy or Triverse?
The New Day, man.
Yeah, what about KBX? What does that even mean? I'm not sure.
It sounds like an old guy trying to be hip.
What about the
house? That's what it does.
The House of Light, the Triumph, the Beacon, New City, the Cause, the Voice, the Regulators. Mount up.
Regulators would be awesome.
Cannot be the Regulators.
The Regulators would have been awesome, but you'd have to use that song.
Regulators!
You'd have to use that song, and he's not going to pay that.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg. What about the House of Positive Energy, Hope?
Wow, that could have worked.
The House of Purpose, the HOP.
Here's the deal, man. Any of those names that they come up with, they could have been the Monsters of Mayhem or the Marvels of Mayhem or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Anything that they came up with, as long as they turned out to be where they're at, it would have worked.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You always look back at movies and you go, oh, so-and-so was supposed to audition for this, and the part actually went to somebody else, and it would have changed movie history. Well, thank God it did.
Yeah.
You know, but if it was that other person, we wouldn't know any better.
Well, could you imagine if their theme song opens, it's the Modern Marvels. Yes, it is.
Or it's Hope.
Dukes. H-O-P-E.
What is it?
The House of Positive Energy.
The House of Positive Energy.
Well, they do have the power
of positivity.
Exactly. But there's a buttload of other names. I'll just run off some here real quick. Genesis, Born Again, the Crusaders, the Amen, Brothers of Xavier.
The Amen, like the A-team, or the Amen, like as in the Amen?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah. Kingston mentioned that Kingston mentioned that he pitched the following names for the group: By Any Means Necessary, The New Way, and The New Day.
Ooh.
So it was Kingston. He pitched those three. WWE Creative came up with The Wonders, Perfect Harmony. It's Perfect Harmony. Yes, it is.
Well, see, now we got to speculate on Authors of Pain, and what are they going to be? Sin?
Who could they have been? Yeah.
Akeem, Razor, and Seth Rollins. So it could be Raz?
Raz, yeah, maybe.
It's the Raz crew.
The Raz.
Well, he's
pack.
Talking about, pushing back.
Yeah.
You know, now. So maybe it's something to do with he's going to be the pusher.
The push. Sounds like he's a drug dealer. Maybe should not go with that name.
Seth Rollins, put the bag down. We get it on the ground.
We're here to push people. Those guys could do it.
They don't fight them. They only push people.
Yeah, they just push people around.
Like bullies.
Yeah, like if we go out in the parking lot, they're just pushing cars.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you need that moved?
Yeah.
I'm the pusher.
Pushing carts around. The pushers.
No, what was the faction? One of my favorite names, and I can't think
Evolution.
Of
Evolution.
No, it wasn't Evolution.
Oh.
It had Bradshaw. Damn!
It was a tag team.
Yeah,
it was. The APA.
The APA.
Yeah, Acolytes Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah, the APA.
Because we need beer money.
The Acolytes was the tag team name.
Yep.
And then they went into the Acolytes Protection Agency.
Right.
The APA.
Yep.
Acolytes was the dumbest name in the world, but they made it into something special.
Yeah, well, they were like the acolytes of the Undertaker, his protectors. Or
still,
whatever.
But that nobody cared about that.
No, nobody it was kind of cool, about. But the APA was super dope.
Super, super cool.
And that door they had, where if you walked around it, they get super pissed.
I just like that they were always playing cards in the back. You know?
Yeah, drinking beers.
Throw a couple bucks on the table, and they'll take care of business for you.
Yeah, playing dominoes and cards and.
Damn.
Yeah, well, that right there, Moose, is going to conclude my In the News.
And even at this point, we should have music, but we don't.
We like, don't, yeah.
Shebang bang, the news is over.
But that was kind of cool. I liked the, you know, different names that they're going to trademark from the old classic pay-per-views.
Yeah, but there's...
It was kind of cool seeing how the New Day eventually came about their name.
I can't see Seth and the Authors of Pain being called themselves Greed.
No.
But... Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they have.
But they could be like the G-Man or something like that, or the Rollins, the Rollins Rollers.
Rollins Rollers. What are they, like a roller rink crew? Is that what they are? Rollins Rollers. Coming at you.
Roller derby.
Yeah. Roller rink crew.
They're going to come in with their helmets.
Yeah.
Knocking people off. Anyway. So dumb.
It's better than the Pusher.
I like the Pushers.
Boop, boop, boop.
That or they could be the Punishers.
The Punishers would be kind of cool.
The big skull thing.
Yeah, burn it down.
We got TLC stuff to talk about, but before we get to that, I need to speculate some matches because there's some matches that aren't happening.
Okay.
Is there anything that we're missing before we start talking about this?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, well, let's see here. TLC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs is on Sunday.
Yep, but before that, there's a show.
Before that, I think it's Into the Fire. It's the 14th, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
So we need to make some predictions on that. Let's do that right now.
Yep, and you're putting the belt up.
Okay. I'll put the belt on the line because I'll just win it back Sunday.
Right, we'll see.
One day champ. Just call you Zack Ryder over there.
Oh, come on. That's messed up. I am really looking forward to seeing Nick Aldis, obviously. The guy is like a man's man. He is the champ.
You're thinking about his partner.
Oh, Camille? Camille's not going to be at ringside at all.
What?
Yeah, that's what I found out on I didn't watch the latest episode of Power from last night yet, but the week before, he did a sit-down where he's like, Camille's not going to be there. I'm going to win this or I'm going to lose this on my own.
Oh, well, you know what that sets you up
but
for.
But he said, don't worry, she'll still get paid, though.
Oh wow!
He's
so
care.
PC.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Into the Fire. It's going to happen in of all places. Atlanta, Georgia, dude. Have you bought the Dokken CD yet or no?
I got it on iTunes, man.
Dokken is the way to go from the 80s.
Yeah, I got it on iTunes.
Into the Fire, Breaking the Chains. There's so many songs.
What if their next pay per view is Breaking the Chains?
Dude, I hope they're there live singing. That'd be so as like a surprise. Hey, by the way, we brought Dokken.
I bet they will.
That way, like, wheelchairing out. No, they're not.
Into the retirement home.
No, those guys still are phenomenal shape.
They're still rocking, dude.
Oh, Pilsen, Brown, all those guys are great. George Lynch is like, he looks like Robert Roode. Seriously.
Would you say they are rock and roll?
I don't know about that, but I think they're definitely a part of it. Dude, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will have Dokken in it.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
I mean, if you've got Madonna...
Well, you got to think, I would have never had known who Dokken was if it wasn't for NWA Power.
Dude, Dokken has got the pulse of the wrestling fan right there. They know exactly what the wrestling fan
absolutely.
Wants.
Oh, absolutely. And their song gets played every single week. It's kind of cool.
All right, NWA Power, I'm writing this down because I didn't print up anything. First matchup, let's talk about probably my favorite match of all.
Yeah?
I'm looking at the whole card. It's a singles match. It's the first one to talk about. It is the question mark.
Oh, gosh.
Against Trevor Murdoch.
Question mark. See, I thought the question mark may be Trevor Murdoch, but then I also thought maybe it's Josephus.
Is it Josephus or Josephus?
I guess it depends on where you're from.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Yeah, question mark, and then Trevor. It takes me a minute to write things out.
I'm going
to
go with the question mark. He's on fire.
JR. You know, I have to agree with you. I don't want to agree with you on a lot of this stuff, but I think...
But I'm so smart that you have to?
No, I don't think that's the case at all. But I think the question mark is on a roll. Trevor Murdoch's there. And Trevor Murdoch's been on a roll, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him win
a lot
of stuff.
Well, the question marks aligned himself with a movie star boy there.
What, Aaron Stevens?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you? Pirates, right. What is it? Buffalo Pirates, or what is the movie he's in?
Yeah, Buffalo Pirates, coming soon to a theater near you.
See,
I just want to know why he wears nude color tights. It looks like all he's wearing is boots and knee pads.
Because you're talking about it right now. That's exactly why.
Maybe you're
right. Because it's really odd.
It is.
And they chanted like, you look naked.
You look like naked.
I'm actually going to disagree with you. I'm going to go with Trevor Murdoch. And
what?
Here's why. I think the question mark is going to be unveiled.
Already?
I think so. They're going to find out who the question mark is, and it's going to be Josephus all along.
That's who I think.
And
he's built the same way.
And he's going to go crazy because, actually, I don't think this is actually going to happen. But I'm still going to go the opposite because I want to give you a chance.
Shine up that belt, brother.
To get your belt back. All right. Allison Kay.
You remember the last time we predicted the first AEW.
Dude, every time it's anything but WWE, you win.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
I'm feeling good about it. I hope I don't win it on Saturday, lose it on Sunday.
Probably going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, so Ashlyn Kay. If I pronounce any of these names wrong, sorry.
Allison Kay.
Allison Kay. She spells it really odd. A-L-Y-S-I-N. Allison.
She's edgy.
And Ashley Vox.
Yep.
Going against Melina Thunder Rosa or Marty Bell. Marty Bell.
You're going to want to pick.
What are you saying? I'm going to want to pick.
Yeah, you're going to want to pick. Well, this like, what's her name with the face paint?
Thunder Rosa.
Yeah, she's kind of badass, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Melina there in their corner, kind of like. Yeah, but I know Allison Kay is the champion, so I'm going to go with the, I don't know. I think the champion could get screwed over here and lose, but her title's not on the line, so it's not really going to, you know, affect that outcome. I'm going to go with Melina's team.
I've already did the same thing, so we're both going to do that. Both.
All right, cool.
I'm glad you talked your way through it while I wrote that down.
Yeah, I had to think it out loud.
Eli Drake and Ken Anderson.
No, you said it wrong. It's Eli Drake. And he talks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
He's pretty good at it, though.
I like
him. He has cool jackets.
He's jacked up, too, and he should be a champ eventually. Ken Anderson, I just don't see anything great about Ken Anderson.
Eli Drake, he's going to get the dub.
I don't know, because so far you've got the question mark. Is question mark a heel or a face?
It's a question. It's a mystery.
God, this could go on forever.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to lose that. All right. I'm going to go with Eli Drake.
Yeah. Good call.
Both. So far, if I lose the first match, it's done. Nick Aldis. Let's save that for later. Let's do the Rock and Roll Express.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Who just won the NWA Tag Team Straps for the ninth time.
Versus the Wild Cards.
In the rematch. What do you think's going to happen here, Moose?
In the rematch, I think the Wild Cards are going to take it.
I'm leaning that way too. However, would they really lose the titles that quickly?
It's just the Rock and Roll Express. I mean, seriously, these guys, I don't think they're, no. I think that's, they won them so the Wild Cards could come back and beat them up on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be more of a catalyst to bring in a new team against the Wild Cards.
To defend
the Rock and Roll Express. Because those guys are, I mean, they're not your long-term answer.
They're not your long.
I've been
not
wrong
your
with
long-term
this
anything.
Because I said Brock Lesnar wasn't the long-term answer.
Yeah,
either,
well, I proved you wrong.
I was seriously wrong about that. Sorry. I'm going with the Wild Cards.
Yeah, I'm going to go with them to get their belts back.
Oh, my gosh. You're making this tough for me to win, aren't you?
Damn right.
Colt Cabana.
Boom, boom, Cabana.
I really want to like him.
Yeah, you should. He's fun.
I don't.
No?
I don't. And this Superman pin? I don't. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Aaron Stevens and Ricky Starks?
Yeah.
Who do you got?
All right, so it's a triple threat then for the title, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Mr. Boom Boom to retain.
Mr. Boom Boom to retain.
Yeah, Colt Cabana.
Let's see here. So you got Aaron, Colt,
is he going to be in his nude tights again?
Hopefully. I hope Aaron Stevens, you're catching me while I'm writing this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going with Aaron Stevens to win.
What?
Yeah.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
No way. Colt Cabana retains.
I'm a little crazy. But you've got JR's got Colt Cabana. No, not going to happen. Nick Aldis, James Storm. We're wasting way too much time on NWA Power.
Yeah, let's go.
Cornette is not there anymore.
Yeah, we don't care.
And Nick Aldis.
But there's still guys on there that I kind of like, you know?
Yeah, there are. And I think both of these guys I really like, too. I like James Storm. He actually lives, like, just down the road from the radio station.
Yeah, sometimes he comes over and I watch him drink beers.
Yeah, and Nick Aldis, and he gets hat tips from me.
Yeah.
Nick Aldis, along with James Storm, this is a best 2 out of 3 falls match for the NWA Heavyweight Championship.
And Camilla will not be at ringside. Camille will not be there.
And Brian Hebner will be the referee for the first fall.
Yeah,
while
it was
Tim
so weird.
Storm will be the referee for the second fall.
Yeah, it's super weird how they got to pick what referee they wanted for which fall.
So Tim Storm, the former NWA champ.
Yeah, is this where he turns his back on the fans and Mama Storm and goes bad?
Absolutely not. I'm going to call this real quick. I think
Aldis.
No way. James Storm is winning this.
What?
I think James Storm is going to win this, and I think it's because of Camille.
You think she's going to turn on him?
Why wouldn't you?
Why
you never let me talk. You never let me do
she
this.
Never wanted to.
But where would she go after that? That's the whole thing. That's,
yeah, where? What? What? You know, if she's not Nick Aldis' manager, what is she?
She could be the Charlotte Flair of the NWA Power.
I
could see if she's good in the ring, she can be it.
We don't know that.
Nobody knows.
It's a question mark.
Yeah, it's not the question mark.
No, I'm gonna go with the champ. I don't know. I have a feeling.
All right, so I'm going with James Storm.
But I could totally see this big swerve with Tim Storm.
Yeah, so.
And all of a sudden turns Nick Aldis into the biggest baby face in the NWA.
Could be. Could be. I mean, he's halfway there as it is now, so.
I'd say so.
Well, after I lose my belts, I'm going to win it back again with TLC hits. I wonder, though, we've got, let's talk about TLC. Now, we've got 7 matches. I'm guessing we're going to get a couple more.
Right.
My guesses possibly be Drake Maverick and Elias, maybe?
It could be.
They've got a little beef going on right now. Who else has got beef? You got Lacey Evans?
I don't know who has beef, but I know who has love.
And who has love?
Dave Bautista and Dana Brooke.
True.
Did you see the video they put on their social media?
I missed that.
There was people reading a tweet exchange between Dana Brooke and Dave Bautista.
While they're flirting with each other or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had all this like corny, cheesy love, you know, beats behind it. It was super, super funny.
Well, they actually brought that whole thing in.
To TV.
To TV, which is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, into the Hall of Fame and he's going to get a big smooch from Dana Brooke.
I can't believe you didn't cover the Hall of Fame in your news. Why didn't you do that?
You know, I thought it was just, it's just, I think I think everybody already knows that, you know, it's.
They brought out the Hall of Fame, you know, basically nominees or whatever.
Nominees. These are
inductees. I'm sorry.
The first two inductees.
So you've got Dave Bautista and the NWO.
Yes, not the original three, but the four.
Who's the four?
X-Pac, 6.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do the original three?
Well, you say, oh, geez, but how great was he?
He was, but he's not. He came in, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks later, maybe 10 weeks later?
I don't know exactly.
Because they milked that for weeks.
Yeah.
And those are the three guys. When you say NWO, do you think of Sting Wolfpack? No. Nobody does.
No.
When you think of NWO, you think of that night.
You think of Hall, Nash,
Hall, Nash, Hogan. Hogan. That's the NWO.
Did you know Mabel was going to be the third man?
If you put Mabel was, no, no, he wasn't. Shut up, you're lying.
According to Dave Meltzer,
you might as well put.
Bischoff talked about
you
it.
You might as well put Virgil in there if you're going to put
Virgil.
Yeah, I mean, or
you might as well put Scott Norton in there. And the
that's
whole
that's the guy I was thinking, the big guy,
NWO B team.
Right,
that was their name, the NWO B team.
No. This is terrible. Whatever.
Well, no, I get it because, you know, Sean Waltman's he's part of the clique. It makes sense.
Yeah. But
and this makes
to me,
Hogan a two-time Hall of Famer now. And Hall and Nash as well.
And X-Pac as well.
No, only one for him.
No?
This is his only one.
So he didn't go in with DX?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. That was
he
last
did.
Year. I totally forgot about
Hello?
That.
Hello?
Hello, McFly.
Mr. Ass has got a Hall of Fame.
Anybody
okay?
home, McFly?
Whatever. Not digging it. So you could have Lacey Evans possibly with
in the
Hall
champ. Of Fame?
No. Oh. We have to get back to talking about TLC, what we were originally talking about.
I'm messing with you.
So far, I've got seven matches. People that are left out with beef going on right now. Drake Maverick and Elias, Lacey Evans possibly with Sasha Banks.
They have some good stuff going on SmackDown,
Bailey.
Those two, yeah.
So we might have to speculate on some of those type matches.
I mean, you got to think matches could be made Friday, right?
Right, and there was something that went out about this late matchmaking for the pay-per-views. I did not click on it because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. But yeah, so, and I think that there's no Alexa Bliss at this time.
What?
On the pay-per-view.
5 Feet of Fury?
Now that she's back. And
Little Miss Bliss?
Nikki Cross, I don't see her anywhere on the card either. So we can speculate
some
possibly.
Some things are going to be, yeah.
Yeah, I think that we might see Fire and Desire against Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross. So
cool.
Maybe we can speculate about that. These are all SmackDown stuff,
yep.
Beefs that are going on that still haven't been decided on. But before we get into those, let's go ahead and start with some of the beefs already. The Viking Raiders, Eric and Ivar, will be in action.
Yep.
Against TBD.
TBD.
Right.
Maybe that's the new tag team name for Seth and the AOP.
Maybe. If they were in the ring, who would win?
I still like Soap.
Soap is good.
Oh, I'd go with Rollins Rollers.
Rollins Rollers? Or the Pushers? Well, you had the Viking Raiders and you had the Street Profits.
Yeah.
They're on Raw on Monday.
You see them doing their like the Saturday Night Live sketch or whatever it was?
I missed that.
It was all green screen. They put the news, you know, background behind them. It was pretty entertaining stuff.
I think it's going to be the Street Profits. I'm just going to write down Street Profits.
Yeah.
So that way we have a legit.
Well, let's just both circle around the champs.
Yeah, I don't see the Viking Raiders losing. So it's going to be both. All right. Wow, what a showing on, was it Friday night? Monday night. It was the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair.
Dude.
This is going to be, I think, the beginning of the catalyst for WrestleMania.
All right, what do you mean?
I think you're going to see, you've got the two people that were in WrestleMania going against the Kabuki Warriors, the tag team champs. I don't know who's going to win this match as I speak because
yeah.
There's so many ways. This is a good match to try
to
predict.
It could go anywhere.
It could go anywhere because if you have the Kabuki Warriors winning, then you have, of course, the fallout with Becky and Charlotte, which could bring in Ronda Rousey, and we could have a rematch, which I'm speculating that's totally going to happen.
Really?
For WrestleMania. It
but
has
no,
to
but
happen.
But not main event.
No. But the rematch has to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, at this time, already by this time last year, Becky's nose was broke. She was on her way to WrestleMania. Everybody knew it. She was the man. It was happening.
Yeah.
Now you're not getting that. You're getting kind of a slow roll right now. So to me, there could be, you know, and if Becky and Charlotte win, I mean, they'd be the tag team champs.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. How could you beat the two champs of the championships?
Does that mean she would be Becky two belts again?
She would be Becky two belts, and she'd rub it in Charlotte's face.
Yeah.
So it could go anywhere. This would be a fun one to predict. Who do you have and why?
That's a tough one. I could totally see Becky Lynch getting the big win, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the layout you just gave here. I'm going to go with the Kabuki Warriors to retain.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you on this. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair winning is a cool idea, but you and I tried to say this before, but I totally messed it up. You'll have the champions of the champions,
yeah,
the championist champions. I guess they're the biggest champs ever.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, the tag team women's champion are also the biggest names in the business.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. but
no, it makes dollars.
But does. And did you see the elbow off the top rope onto the table?
Yeah,
on
dude.
Becky Lynch.
Super good.
Who won that match, by the way?
I don't recall.
I'm looking it up as we speak.
I've watched so much wrestling lately.
Kabuki Warriors. Lynch defeated the Kabuki Warriors by disqualification.
Right.
By disqualification.
Interesting.
Right. Is there any special
stipulations?
It's tables, ladders, and chairs.
Okay, so this is anything freaking goes.
Yeah. Which, to me, in my mind, makes the ability to win the weaker team's ability to win. Better.
Exactly.
And when you look at this on paper, not to say Asuka and Kairi Sane are weaker than the two champs.
Yeah.
Or the two, you know, kings of the women's division.
Well,
so
you got to put Bayley up there too, and Sasha.
Shut up, Bayley.
The four horsewomen.
No, whatever. I think you've got the you know, if there's no disqualification, the green mist is definitely coming out. We haven't seen it in a while.
Dude, let's go.
So I think you've got the champs retaining. I think that's the smartest way to go.
Yeah, I like that too.
But it also, again, no disqualification, dude. I'm just saying this for a while, and I'm hoping
Let me call Bruce Pritchard and ask
Ronda
him real
Rousey
quick.
Could show up.
No.
And disrupt everything.
No, she ain't showing up.
How would that set a precedent for coming up for WrestleMania? She shows up at the end of the year, the last pay-per-view of the year. You're talking about it all the way through the holidays,
yeah.
And you can't wait until the Royal Rumble.
No, I get you.
It's a little soon.
What if she just showed up again at Royal Rumble the same way she debuted before? People be like, what the hell? We just played through the story mode.
Well, what if she takes one of the guy spots?
I'd be so mad.
See, even if it's Ronda Rousey?
You don't do that.
All right. Let's speculate on some of these matches. Drake, Maverick, and Elias. Who wins that match?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Maverick.
All right.
Just because.
I'm going to do Elias because Elias doesn't lose.
I can't wait to see Sheamus in action.
Remember
dude.
Now, if you lose, I still have the briefcase and I could cash that in.
That's right. Oh,
so
yeah.
If I lose twice Saturday. This weekend, I'll cash it in. And then you have to spend the whole new year.
God dang it.
No belt.
Damn it. You said you would wait until WrestleMania.
Nah.
Oh, you son of a.
What was I talking about? The Fire and Desire.
Yeah.
Against.
Bliss and Cross.
Yeah, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Little Miss Bliss.
Bliss and Cross. Agreed. Yeah, I think that there's no win in this whole situation. I think Fire and Desire, if they wrestle them, maybe a chairs match.
That could be kind of cool.
But, again, this is speculation. We don't know if this is actually on the card. But they have beef. So, I mean, it could happen. I think that's all the beefless matches that we could have. Oh, there's still a big one. Let's see here. Is it? Oh, no, that's on there. Okay. Let's go to... Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy. Sad to say this might be on the pre-show.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with Aleister Black on this one.
I think you have to. Buddy Murphy is awesome.
He is. We love Buddy Murphy here on the show.
Buddy Murphy, screw it. I'm going with Buddy Murphy.
Oh, here we go. Look out. It's pandemonium in the garden.
Yeah. I think somehow Buddy Murphy wins this match, whether
it's by hook or by crook.
Exactly what you said. I got to say, this is starting to shape up like an awesome pay-per-view.
It kind of is, isn't it?
There's a lot of matches that I want to see. The one I have a question about, and I'll bring it up right now. I know it should be later on, but Bray Wyatt, The Fiend,
yep,
versus The Miz.
Dude.
Why is it not Daniel Bryan?
You know, I think they're making us wait longer for that.
I think they're right to do that.
Yeah.
I think they're
because
very
we will.
Right to do that. Yeah, absolutely we
yep.
will. But does Daniel Bryan...
And it was a super cool angle how he was all like about Miz's family and the photo and like I totally get why he was pissed off.
Okay, but I get this thing here where it's like the Miz came to Daniel Bryan's side. Beef with those guys. I've said beef a lot. beef with those guys have been years long.
Yeah.
You know, ever since that promo on Talking Smack, it was before then.
Well, Miz was Daniels, was his coach on the original concept of
Nexus.
NXT. Yeah.
Nexus. Was it Nexus?
NXT was the name of the show, but Nexus was the crew that was formed out of it.
And Daniel Bryan got fired for choking somebody with a tie. And,
yeah, the Josh Roberts, whatever his name was.
Whatever, he deserved it. So they've had all this whole history of stuff. Daniel Bryan has Miz come to his side basically and say, look, I'm with you, I agree, all this stuff. Does Daniel Bryan interfere in this match?
Well, we don't even know where Daniel Bryan is. He's somewhere under the ring or in the depths of hell.
And he's missing some hair.
Yeah, either hair on his head or hair on his face.
Would you wait until Raw or SmackDown to have him reappear again?
And just look like, what the hell happened to him?
It's got to be on a pay-per-view.
Yeah,
You've got to get the buzz for these last few shows of the year.
Yep.
I think you're going to see Daniel Bryan come in this match. It's a singles match. It's not even for the title.
No.
Which title would it be for?
The Universal title, right? He's Universal
right, but which
champion?
One? Is it the blue one or the Fiend one?
Well, I think those are just, you know, material things. I think if you're actually the champion, you're the champion.
So could potentially The Miz win this match? There's no disqualification, so it's just a straight-up singles match.
He could, but I could see The Miz putting up a great fight. He falls short, Fiend gets the win, but then he goes too far, and Daniel Bryan has to come out to his defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both can agree Bray Wyatt's winning this match.
Right.
Yeah.
It should be really cool to see, though.
And I think,
because The Miz is great.
And I think this sets it up for, I mean, you kind of look at The Miz. Did I take The Miz seriously? Because The Miz,
yeah.
You know, when AJ Styles first came in, he said one of the greatest compliments because he knocked out one of The Miz's teeth right away. And he was like, dude, The Miz is one tough SOB.
Yeah.
He's got everything. He is one of the biggest superstars here, period.
True, yep.
And to put him in the pedestal or put him in the championship match situation, well-deserved.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, totally believable, everything about it.
And I'd love to see Miz win the world championship before he does eventually retire years down the road.
And see, this is what excites me about John Morrison coming back, because I thought John Morrison was the stronger of the two when they were a tag team.
Right, they were a cool damn tag team.
Yeah, but The Miz... I think you've got this laid out perfectly. It's the this is going to be a shorter match. It's the catalyst for what comes after the match.
Yep.
For sure. Whether it's in the ring or backstage, something's going to happen.
A time check for you. We have 20 minutes.
We have 20 minutes. All right.
Here we go.
We've only got like four or so matches to talk about,
right,
if I got this
it.
Right. The New Day versus The Revival. Big E, Kofi Kingston, Scott Dawson, Dash Wilder. Tag team match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Who's the current champs? Is it the New Day?
Yeah.
Or is it the Hope?
Hope.
The House of Positive Energy.
Yeah. That was kind of a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Let's go with the New Day.
I am going to go with the New Day.
Ah, you mother grabber.
Yeah, there's no way they're losing this match. All right, so we've got two left. Wait, where's Brock Lesnar on this card?
Brock doesn't have a match.
Why not?
Doesn't have to.
He has the year off. All right,
he has the rest of the year off.
Here's what could be the main event. Let's just save Roman for the main event, because I'm guessing that's probably what it is going to be.
Dude, Roman is going to get his revenge for that dog food nonsense.
That was pretty sick.
That was good TV right there.
Rusev, Bobby Lashley with Lana in a tables match.
Oh, this could be your whole, all it takes is for someone to, and then he just falls through and loses the match.
Does that is that what a tables match is? As soon as you get broken through the table, it's done.
Yeah.
Right? Well, if that's the case, do I go with Donald Duck? Or do I go with Bobby Lashley?
You know what I want to go with? I want to see Lana get put through a table.
But here's the thing. Do you think this whole scenario is over? They've signed the divorce papers.
Yeah.
I don't think it's over.
No.
I don't think it's over.
Until Rusev gets a new girlfriend.
Bobby Lashley wins.
I could totally see that too. I'm going to go with him.
Bobby Lashley. Oh, you dog.
Oh.
You dog.
But we're also going to see Lana get put through a table.
Not yet.
Even if it's by mistake.
I don't know. I think that happens when the whole comeuppance happens. And right. That's probably going to wait until Royal Rumble.
No doubt.
The word is Vince McMahon really likes this whole scenario, and it's actually getting better each week.
Dude, it's Lana good was to watch.
Lana was a little annoying, though.
Well, come in. She's supposed to be. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Tables, ladders, and chairs ends with a tables, ladders, and chairs match between King Corbin and Roman Reigns.
Dude, does Roman get his revenge?
I think so. I think this is the end of King Corbin. Not the end of King Corbin, but I think that Roman gets his hand raised at the end
of the year. Gets past his whole thing with Corbin.
Well, Dolph Ziggler, is he going to be a part of this too?
Well, he's certainly not part of Rudolph.
Not anymore. It's just Dolph. So, I mean, if you've got Dolph in the picture, King Corbin in the picture, Roman Reigns, 2-on-1.
Roman gets it done still.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I like to happen.
I don't think so.
Oh, here we go.
JR is picking Roman. I'm going with King Corbin.
This is getting good, folks. Hold on to your butts.
All right, so there's one more match that we need to speculate.
Bayley.
Randy Orton. Well, Bayley's not in a match at this point. Okay. Who would she be in a match with? It would
Lacey
be
Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans, that's right. Okay, so Lacey Evans.
But then again, the beef is more so between Lacey and them both.
So would it be handicap?
She wouldn't have a chance.
Okay, so would it be Sasha Banks?
Probably.
Okay, so Sasha and Bayley. Or Sasha with Bayley.
Yeah.
Okay, we're speculating. This match hasn't been signed yet, but Lacey Evans against Sasha, who wins?
If it does happen, I could see somehow, some way, by mistake, Lacey Evans gets the win. Because she got left laying, dude.
But
they got her good.
But does Sasha win?
No, Lacey.
See, that's who I'd take too. Randy Orton. Randy Orton's got to have a match here, too.
He's got to. And it's going to be, is it going to be versus AJ?
It's either AJ or Ray.
Yeah.
So let's speculate on that real quick.
I think
as
it
well.
Does it make more sense RKO versus AJ?
It does.
How we kind of like hopped in the ring and gave him the wink.
It does. It does make more sense.
And the, you know, the OC, they hate Randy Orton. Randy Orton even hates Valentine's Day.
Dude, did you see that cherry he had on, I think it was his leg, from the when he slid into the ring to mess up AJ's chances of winning? Apparently, he got like a road rash.
A mat burn.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Those skin like injuries,
blech.
The worst to heal, too.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with... I don't know. You've got a champion in there, so Rey Mysterio has got to be somewhere in this.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Rey and AJ and Randy Orton actually?
Well, if you take that route, why wouldn't Bayley the champion be in it?
I don't know.
Lacey has to go through Sasha to get to Bayley, kind of thing.
Mm. Whatever it is, I think Randy Orton wins.
Oh yeah.
If Randy's in a match, he wins.
But he's not going to win. He's not going to win a title over Rey, who's also a babyface.
But it could be a TLC match. Or it could be just a regular singles match.
We're going to find out a lot Friday.
Yeah, but speculating that, I'm going with Randy Orton. I think you are too.
Yeah.
Okay. So there we have it. Looks like I'm going to lose big and cash in. I'm a winner no matter what.
You know, you're a wiener is what you are.
I'm a winner no matter what because I've got the Money in the Bank briefcase here for the pro-lifers, pro-wrestling lifers podcast, Money in the Bank. Briefcase.
It's still right there, man.
It's been sitting there since
and
Money
I think
in the Bank
it has the John Cena towel in there, too.
Maybe more. I don't know. It might have collected some wrappers and you know, candy wrappers and stuff like
that. Right, right. You know what? I was listening to Something to Wrestle With, and they were covering the wrestling classic from 1985.
What's that?
It was a, pay-per-view, but it was like a big show. And just Pritchard's like commentary on it, and I was listening to their watch along. It made me want to watch it, so I think maybe that's something we could do together here at some point.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you want to talk about what we're going to start doing next year too?
Well, we don't exactly have it quite ironed out.
No, we
exactly.
Don't.
So here's the thing: Moose is getting a lot more responsibility with his job here at Jack. I'm getting a buttload more responsibility with my job here at I-1067.
A buttload.
So we don't exactly know what the Pro Wrestling Lifers podcast is going to look like going forward in 2020.
It's going to happen. It's just it might be a little bit more briefer, which might be better. I mean, some of these are hours long. So.
Or in what form it might be.
Sure.
What it might cover. We're not sure yet. We're going to kind of get through this holiday season, reconnect, and try to figure that out.
Yeah. So we'll definitely be back in the new year. We definitely want you to tune in next week because, I mean, the cash-in is going to be spectacular.
Dude, you need to have some sort of big sound effect. You know, the bell rings.
I haven't even got a news bed sound effect for your outro
yet.
Yeah,
you're right. We've been waiting on that.
I'll get it next year.
Yeah. So anyway.
I think we're done.
Yeah, that's kind of what we have.
Good luck to you, man.
I'll need it. We're not saying goodbye for good. It's more we're going to shake things up and figure out what the show is going to sound like and what it's going to look like going forward into the new year. So
yeah, we still are wanting to do this. And yeah. We're getting to a point, too, where, what is it, 15 hours of wrestling a week is hard
it's
to keep up
much.
With. We love it, but yeah. if it becomes a job, we'll hate it.
Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to say. One last token here before we go. Professional wrestling, and I'm sure for a lot of you listening, has always been the one thing in my life that was always reliable, that was always there for me. And it's often my escape from reality, from stress, from whatever might be happening in my life. And it started turning into a chore
right.
to watch it. And that was a struggle that I had to, you know, express that to you. And then with work changing the way it is, we don't know what it's going to look like. So,
well, with work changing, everything's positive. It's just more responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff.
Climbing up those ladders.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Well, anyhow, we got to get out of here. You got to catch a flight. You got to be at the airport here in about 10 minutes. So.
Hey, a thing I wanted to ask you, too, and this might shake up the whole thing with TLC. Where's Sheamus come in all this?
Where does Sheamus come in?
I mean,
that's a good question.
Is he coming? I mean, you could have Ronda Rousey there, and if it was up to me. I don't think she's going to be there, but, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If Ronda Rousey shows up, we won't see Sheamus until SmackDown next week.
It seems
week.
Like Sheamus is positioning himself as, like, a good guy, though.
Maybe. I don't know. He's more of a cleaner.
He's not a pusher.
He's not a pusher, but more of a cleaner.
Yeah.
He's a cleanup batter.
He's a Kenny Omega without the jazz hands. For Moose, I'm JR. This has been Pro Wrestling Lifers. We'll catch you next week.
Rip 'em.